God, thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, neither shalt thou commit adultery, neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet anything that is thy neighbor's. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
All right, we'll be up in just a few seconds, guys. Hang on.
J.C. Ryle rightly stated that the saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight against spiritual apathy in their Christianity. They eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves, they get money, they spend money, they go through a brief round of formal religious services once or twice every week. But of the great spiritual warfare, its watchings and strugglings, its agonies and anxieties, its battles and contests, of all things they appear to know nothing at all. Let us take care that this case is not our own. We should all consider Charles Spurgeon's quote when he said, "The cross is the danger signal to all of us. It warns you that if God spared not his only son, he will not spare you. It is the lighthouse set on the rocks of sin to warn you that swift and sure destruction awaits you if you continue to rebel against the Lord."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Good day, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm an infidel that Allah warns about. I hold to the book, the Bible. As the authoritative word of God, glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com, also sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of the radio and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's two videos at the top of the page. One on the left side is the one on the right side, I'm backwards a little bit because I'm doing afternoon. The one on the right side is our show from this morning. If you missed that, you'd like to catch it. It was great information with our friend David Rizzolatta. You can do so up until 6 o'clock in the morning, which time, Lord willing, will be live in that area. On the left side of the page is where we're at. Click on the play button, blow to whatever device you got. Look for the Rumble icon. It'll be in the bottom right-hand corner of that video. Click on that, and that will take you over to Rumble, where we have a lot of friends over there online and in the chat. Good afternoon, guys. Good to see you. And while you're there, please subscribe to the channel, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. We're also on BeForeIt'sNews.com, top of the page over there, DLive.tv at the Sons of Liberty. Number of highly censored Facebook pages that bear my name, as well as our Sons of Liberty Media Facebook page. Good afternoon to all you guys. Now, if you're wondering where Bradley is, Bradley's going to be doing some events the next couple of days. I believe that's tonight and also tomorrow. So yes, this is 25th. I got to look and see what day I'm on. Tonight, they will be in Brainerd, Minnesota at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center. Alex Newman will be joining him, Ron Branchner. That's at 512 South 8th Street. In Brainerd, Minnesota, it starts at 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock tonight. If you want to catch that, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you didn't get the address or whatever, you can click on Bradley's schedule at the top, and that should take you over. Just scroll down to the bottom. Also, tomorrow night, same guys, different place in Minnesota, Freeport, Minnesota. I have no idea where anything is in Minnesota, okay? But same time, 6 o'clock, Freeport Community Center, 307 7th Street Southeast in Freeport, Minnesota. So if you guys are in the area or you want to venture out and you want to hear Bradley, Alex, and Ron, and I think there's probably somebody else, but I forget who all is doing everything. But those are your three main guys there. You can catch them tonight from 6 to 9 and then tomorrow from 6 to 9 in Freeport. So Bradley asked me this morning, hey, would you come and do the show today? And I got to tell you, I feel great. I am on a different sleep schedule, which I am very happy. I'm sort of happy about. And in that, my bedtime is going to be in about 3.5 hours. It makes me feel like my grandpa or my grandma used to be. You know, they go to bed at 6 or 7 o'clock. Well, 6:30 is about it for me. I'm up at 2:30, and it has made such a difference in me getting the work done on the website and then stuff I need to get done around the house, in and outside of the house with repairs and gardening and all kinds of other things that we're doing. So, if you're wondering, yes, I really feel a lot better about all that. In any case, we're not here to talk about my sleep patterns. Just thought I would let you know, yes, bedtime is shortly a ways away from me. We're going to talk a little bit about this issue of this Board of Peace that Donald Trump has started. And I'm going to just give you some information. And the more I look at it, the more I look like it's just another organized crime syndicate that's being set up. And he's being allowed to set it up. And I think you're going to see why in just a little bit. Now, I know there's some people that will say, Donald Trump loves America. And see, he doesn't take that $400 or $400,000 payment every year. No, but he puts it right back into the beast that's attacking you. In fact, we were talking about on the show this morning with David. Isn't it interesting? All those conservative talking heads, you know, Steven Crowder and some of this crowd are now, in essence, cheering on the TSA because they're mad that quote unquote liberals are upset about ICE being in the airports now. Well, none of them should, ICE shouldn't even exist. That's formed out of the Patriot Act. The Department of Homeland Security was formed out of that. The TSA was formed out of that. Border Patrol and Customs were formed out of that. The Act of Tyranny, not the Patriot Act. That's where all that stuff came from. For those who are just now joining us, maybe you were small when you were when 9/11 happened and thereafter. All of that came as a result of 9/11. And all it's been is a tyranny that's been used against the people of the United States. And people who used to be in alternative media from a variety of political viewpoints looked at all that stuff as tyranny. They were exposing it as tyranny. They were calling it out. Now you've got quote-unquote conservatives or professed conservatives. A lot of them are just paid to put out their message. Now on board with the TSA and thinking we're defending, you know, liberty and all of this other. They're not. They're not. These are the same people, though, that have been propping up the current occupant of the White House. And all of the people, it's not just those guys, but all of the people in the administration, all these guys knew who Donald Trump was. They knew exactly who he was. And yet they continued to support him. Now, I'm going to play this little montage. This is going to lead us into this because, well, some of these people are part of what's going on and propping up the crimes that are happening in this current administration. They all knew then, and they all know now.
I want to talk to the Trump supporters for a minute. I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you like this guy.
That's Lindsey Graham.
Whatever he does, he accuses everyone else of doing. Ted Cruz cannot tell the truth, but he combines it with being a narcissist. A narcissist at a level I don't think this country's ever seen.
And my concern is that he would grab up that power and really treat the country as sort of his little bully fiefdom.
Donald Trump is everything I taught my children not to do in kindergarten.
Nikki Haley.
He's been exploiting working Americans for 40 years.
Little narco.
He's a race baby, xenophobic, religious bigot.
All right, we're going to play the rest of this when we come back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on, we'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-888-8888. 833-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Addie and I'm 15 years old. I've been listening to Bradley Dean's church for a little over a year now. Each time I listen, it is more and more empowering. Bradley is building up more of the Lord's soldiers for the battles we face as true Christians. Bradley's church doesn't waver from the truth. He teaches straight from the Bible and his testimonies and talks about the things that actually need talking about. If you want to feel the true fire from the Lord, come join us every Sunday at Sons of Liberty Radio Church Live with Bradley Dean at 9 a.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Bransner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul."
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to continue on with this. This just has a little bit over a minute left to go, but this is just kind of to show you how much these guys have flip-flopped, knowing who Donald Trump was and knowing now who he is, of their, you know, apparent change, because apparently they're going to get something out of the deal here. This is the video we were playing before the break.
He says he's for the little guy, but he's actually built a lot of his businesses on the backs of the little guy.
That was Kellyanne
Conway. Donald Trump the other day said that, it, quote, "If he tells a soldier to commit a war crime, the soldier will just go do it."
Mike Pompeo.
And I don't think Donald Trump has even read the Constitution, knows what's in the Constitution.
A toxic mix of demagoguery and mean-spiritedness and nonsense.
Yep, there's old Rick Perry.
I just cannot support Donald Trump.
Susan Collins.
Donald Trump is a delusional narcissist and an orange-faced windbag.
Donald Trump is a con artist.
He doesn't know the difference between truth and lies. He lies practically every word that comes out of his mouth.
Takes one to know one.
I think he's crazy. I think he's unfit for office.
Unless he wants to go to war, and then, especially on behalf of a certain Middle Eastern country that we helped establish, that committed an ethnic cleansing back in 1948, continues to do genocide today at the behest and support of none other than Donald Trump. So you see some of these guys. These are the guys that were all against him until they were for him. And then you got the other people that weren't even in here. People like J.D. Vance, who called him Hitler and all this other kind of stuff. And now, you know, now he's vice president. So you see everybody's in there. Everybody's got their price. Maybe their price wasn't money. Maybe their price was blackmail. Maybe that's what turned him around. Hey, if you don't get on board with this, we're going to let people know exactly what you're doing. So now we have this Board of Peace. And what's interesting to me is I did a couple of shows on this whole Qatar thing. Remember when that big flying palace, was it half a billion dollar airplane was going to be given by what was referred to as the largest funder of Islamic terrorism, right? That was going to be given to Donald Trump. A lot of people didn't even blink an eye, and yet there were many who did and said, hey, wait a minute, this is bribery. This is what this is. This is a bribe. No. Donald Trump's not going to, but he took it in his name. I just want to take you back. This is, I believe this is 2017. Let me make sure I got the right date. June the 9th, 2017. This is Donald Trump. I believe this is in the Rose Garden. I want you to hear what he had to say about Qatar here. Listen very carefully.
Partnership. But among all of the responsible nations of the world, I have just returned from a historic trip to Europe and the Middle East, where I worked to strengthen our alliances, forge new friendships, and unite all civilized peoples in the fight against terrorism. No civilized nation can tolerate this violence or allow this wicked ideology to spread on its shores.
Unless it has the stars and stripes.
I addressed a summit of more than 50 Arab and Muslim leaders, a unique meeting in the history of nations, where key players in the region agreed to stop supporting terrorism, whether it be financial, military, or even moral support. The nation of Qatar, unfortunately, has historically been a funder of terrorism at a very high level. And in the wake of that conference, nations came together and spoke to me about confronting Qatar over its behavior. So we had a decision to make. Do we take the easy road or do we finally take a hard but necessary action? We have to stop the funding of terrorism. I decided, along with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, our great generals and military people, the time had come to call on Qatar to end its funding. They have to end that funding and its extremist ideology in terms of funding. I want to call on all of the nations to stop immediately supporting terrorism. Stop teaching people to kill other people.
Now, I'm just going to stop. This is just utter hypocrisy. But he just told you that the country that he and Pete Hegseth received a almost half a billion dollar plane to be used as Air Force One, no doubt. It's not like, you know, we're going to make it a luxury airliner for commercial use or something. It's going to be carrying the president, right? He just told you the country that gave that to us was a large funder. In fact, they used to be called the largest funder of Islamic terrorism. That's what they used to be referred to as. So Donald Trump tells you that. Then he tells you, we've got to get rid of this terrorism. We can't be going around killing people. And yet, what has he supported here over the last year? He has attacked 7-8 countries unconstitutionally. None of the people in Congress will call him out. None of the people will issue in articles of impeachment for his violation, clear violation of the boundaries of Article 1 that are specific to Congress. And everybody wants to run the War Powers Act. They are not allowed to write law that undermines the law they said they would uphold. And that's what the War Powers Act does. It undermines it. The only people who can declare war is Congress, period. These attacks on Iran are illegal.
They're unconstitutional. They are lawless. They are criminal. How else do you want me to say it? That's what they are. And we can't even get representatives to agree that they are. They want to justify it. Why? Because they're all in it together. They're moving the same agenda forward in their attack on Iran. So that's what he said there. He took a plane from Qatar, right? And then it's worse. He is setting up this a board of peace, and it's claimed that it's through an executive order. However, most people claim this is a private entity that's been established. In other words, it's not part of the U.S. government. He wouldn't have authority to be doing all that anyway. That would have to be done through Congress. But I want to take you over. This is the American Presidency Project. This is the executive order. Now, the reason I'm going to do this before I play another video of a guy kind of laying some of this out is the guy miscites the number. He cites it as executive order 14375 or 14275. That's what he makes mention of. And if I'm not mistaken, I pulled that up. It's not that. This one is tied to that, which was 14275, which was restoring common sense to federal procurement. It's not the same one. I think the guy just misspeaks in the video I'm going to play here shortly. But this is 14375. It designates the Board of Peace as a public international organization entitled to enjoy certain privileges, exemptions, and immunities. And I want you just to listen. It's a very short little deal. I'm going to read it. And then on the other side of the break, we'll come back and I'll play this guy who kind of breaks it down about 3 or 4 minutes as to what all goes on. And most people are clueless as to what this thing's going to be. So this was on January the 16th, 2026. This is what he said. By the authority vested in me as president, by the constitutional laws of the United States of America, there are none to do this, by the way, including Section 1 of the International Organizations Immunities Act, 22 U.S.C. 288, and having found that the Board of Peace is a public international organization. So despite the claims of private, he's saying it's public. This is a public entity in which the United States participates. Within the meaning of the International Organizations Immunity Act, it is hereby ordered. How does he just set up something that he's going to control for life, by the way? He will be the chairman for life in this. It will be billions of dollars put in. How does he do that? Well, we're going to take a look at that when we come right back on the other side of the break. I'll finish reading this and we'll play this little breakdown so you see. And you're going to see this is more organized crime by a mafia-style don. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors. Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I'm not confessing Christ. However boldly I may be professing Christ, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. Martin Luther. And he continues on, a man cannot be thoroughly humbled till he realizes that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, counsels, efforts, will, and works, and depends absolutely on the will, counsel, pleasure, and work of another, God alone.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just going to jump right back into this. Section 1, designation. This is from Executive Order 14375. It says, I hereby designate the Board of Peace as a public international organization. Again, notice he's using the term public, not private. And some people want to argue, well, it's private. Well, it's public. Again, as we spoke about this morning, this guy talks out of both sides of his mouth. He has a forked tongue. Okay? Entitled to enjoy the privileges, exemptions, and immunities provided by the International Organizations Immunity Act. This designation is not intended to abridge any respect, privileges, exemptions, or immunities that the Board of Peace may have otherwise acquired or may acquire by law. Under general provisions, it says nothing in this order shall be construed to impair or otherwise affect these things. The authority granted by law to an executive department or agency or the head thereof. Wait a minute. This is not... it's not an actual public entity. It's not going to be subservient to any of that kind of stuff. This is how he can set himself up as chairman for life. This is not anything. It's not going to have any kind of oversight. In fact, he has said this is going to be on par with maybe taking the place of the United Nations. Yeah, that's all we need. We don't need any other international governing body, board, or any of this stuff. And yet this is what he's put up. The functions of the director of the Office of Management and Budget relating to budgetary, administrative, or legislative proposals. This order shall be implemented consistent with applicable law and subject to the availability of appropriations. This order is not intended to and does not create any right or benefit, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law or in equity by any party against the United States, its departments, agencies, entities, its officers, employees, or agents or any other person. And then
The final things that he has here is this order is not intended to, does not impair any right or benefit, substantive or procedural, enforceable at law or in equity that arises as a consequence of the designation in Section 1 of this order. The cost for publication of this order shall be borne by the Department of State. So, okay, so he's going to have the Department of State pay for this, which is you, America. I mean, it isn't like the Department of State just makes its own money. No, no, no. It's a sucking machine. All government is a sucking machine. It does not produce things for earning money. That's not what it does. It takes. Government only takes. That's what it does. So the more you grow government, the more it's going to take from you. The more it's going to hold a gun to your head and say, you got to pay us for our services, even though you may not even use them, even though we're the beneficiaries of it, like we're going to see here with Donald Trump here in just a minute. But again, a lot of people thought, well, he's giving away this $400,000 a year. Yep, he's giving it right back to the beast. That's what he's doing. But in the back, on the backside, he's been earning all kinds of money. And this is no different. This is not going to be any different. Remember when he was selling tennis shoes for $1,000 and golf shoes for $1,000 or $5,000, whatever he was selling them for. And then somebody got the bright idea after the fake assassination with the fake earshot and all that stuff to somehow come in and put his Trump fight kind of thing on the tennis shoe, and they're going to sell those limited edition, all that, making money. Then you remember after he got in, they set up the cryptocurrency. I went through looking at that just a little bit, and it said that actual cash made just on the Trump coin alone was between $300 and $350 million, and then Trump basically dumped it to earn the money, left the people who bought it holding the bag. Same thing with the Melania coin. I think there were a couple other ones that they did. But some of the claims say up to $1 billion in total, both on paper and what they still continue to hold. He was doing that. So he was taking the American people for a ride on his crypto venture too. Okay. So with that said, this is not created by Congress. He's just doing this with an executive order. There's a couple people that are challenging this. Some of the people I don't really care for at all. Senator Chris Murphy up there in Connecticut, I believe he has a challenge to some of this Board of Peace stuff, which is great. You know, I don't care for Senator Murphy, to tell you the truth, but you know, is it going to be a WWE match there for him and Donald? Probably. That's probably all this is. It's probably not going anywhere. But again, this isn't part of the Department of State. It's not part of the National Security Council, has no legal authority to conduct official diplomacy on behalf of the United States. So what's really going on? It's supposed to be a private advisory network. But here's the thing. You got to pay to play. If you want to be on this advisory network, it's going to cost you. $1 billion, just nice round number, $1 billion a piece. And guess what? There are people, some of them a little shady, like Qatar that we just talked about, who have paid $1 billion to be on this. We're going to look at that in just a second. But did you know that it's going to cost you too? Yep. It's going to cost you a whopping $10 billion, and this is out of Donald Trump's own mouth saying the United States, that's you and me, people, has pledged $10 billion for his Board of Peace. Take a listen to him.
I want to let you know that the United States is going to make a contribution of $10 billion to the Board of Peace. Thank you.
I want to ask a question. Did you agree to that? Did Congress allocate this money to go to Donald Trump? Because if you're going to give $10 billion to an advisory board, now think about that a second. Why do they need $10 billion? Who's getting the $1 billion from each of these guys that are joining this thing? It's the guy sitting on the screen right now. If people would just listen.
And we've had great support for that number, and that number is a very small number when you look at that compared to the cost of war.
The cost of war. Now, he's telling you this before he took us illegally to war. Okay?
That's 2 weeks of fighting. It's a very small number. It sounds like a lot,
small
but it's a
number,
very small
yeah.
number. So we're committed to $10 billion. Together, we can achieve the dream of bringing lasting harmony to a region tortured by centuries of war, suffering, and carnage. They say 3,000 years. And hopefully we can lift up the eyes of the world to envision how other intractable conflicts can be settled. So many conflicts, they say, are impossible to settle, and we get them settled. We got those eight that we settled. Most of them were said to be not settleable. And they not only got settled, they got settled within days.
He's such a liar.
More impossible problems can be solved as we go along this very beautiful path. I think it's a beautiful path. I think it's such an important day.
He thinks it's a beautiful path because he's getting $10 billion.
It's beautiful. Everything's beautiful. But the ancient wounds can be healed, and they are indeed ancient. This has been going on for so many centuries that our entire planet will be a better, safer, more beautiful, and more peaceful place for us all. We're going to be working with the United Nations very closely.
That sorts it out. We're going to be working with the United Nations. This is the same United Nations that have been caught trafficking children, raping little young girls in Haiti and abroad, going and distributing these dangerous vaccines in areas in Africa and other places, have been caught using all kinds of slush funds. Money laundering. There's corruption out the wazoo out of the United Nations. And this Board of Peace is not going to be any different. If you think it is, you're sadly mistaken. You really are sadly mistaken. So he's telling you, guess what, America? You didn't know it, but you contributed this small number of $10 billion without congressional approval. Just, I'm going to make sure that it goes to my Board of Peace. I'm going to make sure that that we get all that money here. Now, this is a guy, I don't follow the guy, but I did go and look up the different things that he had here just to ensure that we were getting everything that we're supposed to. And again, he's going to misquote the number. I think that's just a slip of the tongue. It's 14,375, not 275, okay? But this guy, he goes by the moniker Truth Tony on TikTok, but he kind of gives a breakdown. This runs about 4 minutes. So I want you to pay close attention to what gets said here, because it's a lot more than just getting some money here. We're talking about troops as well that will be controlled by this board, upwards of, I think he quotes the number of 20,000 troops that can be controlled by this non-government entity that apparently is set up through alleged government authority and funded by none other than you, who are listening to me right now, along with your fellow countrymen. Listen to this.
We are not taking this Board of Peace seriously enough. I just did a deep dive, and my God, please stay with me on this one. It's a little like how we reacted to Space Force before we knew it was permanent, except this one is on a whole different level. So the board consists of 6 members, including a chairman for life, which is, of course, Donald Trump, and 5 other board members, which are Marco Rubio, Jared Kushner, Tony Blair, Mark Rowan, who runs Apollo Global Management, and Steve Witkoff. It's supposed to be what they're calling a private sector-led alternative to the United Nations. The board is set up as a private treasury model, much like the UN and the World Bank. Now, the chairman for life, Donald Trump, has exclusive authority to create, modify, or dissolve subsidiary entities and approve all administrative directives. So full control over everything.
Okay, we're going to have to pick it up on the other side of the break here. Hopefully you'll be able to catch all of that. Stay with us. Final segment coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Oh, how right was B.H. Clendenin when he said, any preacher who has not stirred the Pharisees, the hypocrites, and the devils to the point of speaking evil against him is not preaching the gospel in its fullness. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Bransner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. I'm just going to get right to this. I'm going to play the rest of this from Truth Tony. Again, about three more minutes here. Just listen. I think you're going to be blown away. I mean, we've got the usual suspects with Little Narco and Jared Kushner, and then some guys in the public sector as well involved in this. But just pay close attention to all the stuff that's going to be encompassed in this Board of Peace.
If this was a U.S. corporation, this setup would be illegal, but it gets a whole lot worse. One of the first executive orders that Trump signed on January 16th of 2025 was Executive Order 14275. This designates the Board of Peace as a public international organization. This gives the board and the funds that it holds the same legal privileges, tax exemptions, and immunities as the U.N., completely shielded from judicial oversight and seizure by federal courts, if we were to actually try and have accountability someday. Membership on the board is really simple. Pay to play, $1 billion. And so far, the countries that have contributed are Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, Morocco, Bahrain, Uzbekistan, and Kuwait.
Now, he pronounced it Qatar, but this is Qatar. This is the very country that Donald Trump in 2017 says has been funding terrorism. They got to stop. Have they stopped funding terrorism? If you believe that, you must be one of those people that bought those $1,000 shoes, because they haven't stopped funding any of that. They haven't stopped any of that. He's going to give them a pass because they gave him almost a $500 million plane.
And it was just announced today that you, the American taxpayer, is going to be contributing $10 billion to a fund exclusively controlled by Donald Trump, even if he's not president anymore. Now, here's where things start to get pretty scary. The first area is with crypto. Thanks to the Guiding and Establishing National Innovation for U.S. Stablecoins Act, or the Genius Act passed by Congress, the Board of Peace is designed to utilize stablecoin infrastructure. And Trump's own crypto venture, World Liberty Financial, is the primary vehicle. And the UAE bought 49% of World Liberty Financial 4 days before Trump was inaugurated. And a significant...
Are you getting this, guys? Are you seeing how corrupt this is? Now, if you know Donald Trump's past, and you know his mentor, Roy Cohn, and the people he hung out with, this starts to look a lot like mafia kind of stuff. That's all I'm saying. It looks a lot like it. Okay? But it gets worse.
Portion of the $17 billion that's already been contributed is being converted into USD1, Trump's stablecoin. And not only that, but the board can actually mint USD1 against U.S. treasuries.
Do you hear that?
So they can spend funds without it ever even touching a traditional.
Now, I don't know about you, but I already think the U.S. Federal Reserve note, which is debt money, it's an IOU. Every time you pay it, you're telling somebody, here's a piece of paper of IOU, because it has no value. We've read that. If you've been on the morning show at all, we've read that right out of the Federal Reserve book. It has no value except you think it has value. Otherwise, its intrinsic value is the paper and ink that's printed on there. That's it. All those little greenbacks, it doesn't matter what you've got. They're really worthless. They're only worth something because somebody thinks they're worth something. But here it is. He's telling you they'll be able to mint it. How is that not counterfeiting? How is all of this not counter? See, once you let the counterfeit in, Federal Reserve notes, instead of Congress minting the money and not charging usury like they did when we first began, that's what started the quote-unquote prosperity, if you will, of America. Was we printed our own money at no usury. We didn't have that. And we went bankrupt, I don't know how many times, two or three times, because of the Federal Reserve Act and because of the fact we were just spending money and borrowing it at interest that we couldn't pay back.
Bank. And of course, the first place they're looking to do this is Gaza. They're calling it a Gaza relief package.
Hear that?
What it is an investment fund to build 200 hotels and 400,000 new homes in Gaza.
And who's behind that? If you pay attention, you'll notice that Donald Trump's son-in-law is behind this, Jared Kushner. In fact, there's a video I've got. I'll throw it in the archive later on tonight because I meant to pull it up. But Jared Kushner is with somebody else. I forget the guy's name. He's sitting with them. I think it's a 60-minute interview, and the guy lets the cat out of the bag, and you can see Jared Kushner, his face just gets kind of nervous, like, dude, you shouldn't have said that. Where he pretty much implicated, he's the one formulating these real estate deals in Gaza. And by the way, this was something too. This is why, if you're wondering, why is Donald Trump saying the war is over? Oh, we need help. Oh, we don't need your help. Oh, the war can still continue on. Oh, we need $200 billion more. Oh, this is going to happen if this doesn't happen. We're talking peace, but is anybody really believing that after Iran's been hit the way it is, that they're actually going to sit down at the table with Donald Trump and have a conversation with him? Nobody's buying any of that. Why is he doing that? We'll go back to Marina Abramovich. She said he is the magician that's going to wake everybody up, except he's not waking anybody up. He's putting everybody to sleep. The people are just sitting there going, yeah, all those people that were against war before he took office, a lot of them are now going, yeah, we want to fight Iran. We got to be in this, all this other stuff.
Completing the genocide. Now, the last part is probably something Scott Jennings would say gets my knickers in a twist. The fund has its own paramilitary force called the International Stabilization Force, or ISF. It's commanded by U.S. Major General Jasper Jeffries III, and it already has pledges of 20,000 soldiers and 12,000 police officers, mostly coming from Indonesia, Egypt, and Jordan. And to go back to Gaza, There are already plans to build a 5,000-person military base over 350 acres in Gaza.
You hear that? You hear this? He's going to be chairman for life. Now, he probably doesn't have much life left, okay? But he's going to be chairman of life over this. You've got 20,000, he's got his own private army. 20,000 troops from Indonesia, Egypt. Where are they going to be using all this? In Gaza? That's just going to be the start. And they'll look to grow it. The Board of Peace is not the Board of Peace. It is the Board of the boot on the face of other people. That's what it's going to be. All for the profit of people like Trump and these multi-billionaire people who are paying him to be on this board. It's going to be for people like that. That's who it's going to be. If you don't think this is what it is, Trump announced it. He stood alongside the Polish guy who runs Israel now. Listen to what he had to say about this. Hang on just a second. I don't know why it's really low.
The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it, too. We'll own it and be responsible for dismantling all of the dangerous unexploded bombs and other weapons on the site, level the site, and get rid of the destroyed buildings, level it out, create an economic development that will supply unlimited numbers of jobs and housing for the people of the area.
Now, I'm just gonna cut things off. I could play you the Trump Gaza video that Trump himself put out because he's got an investment in here. So we spent money, we sent money, we sent weapons to Israel. They destroyed Gaza while they're telling us how humanitarian they are. We dumped flyers out. We warned the people we're going to build buildings. And then after they we're going to hit the buildings, after we destroyed the buildings, then we find out all these civilians were in there. And then we said, well, Hamas used them as human shields. But you knew that, and you still hit it. And now Trump says, oh, by the way, the American people, you're going to be paying for the cleanup of it and getting all the real estate ready because we're going to own it. Not us, the United States, these guys. They're going to own it and they're going to make it the Riviera. Let me hit this really quick. Alexander Hamilton in Federalist Number 65 emphasized that impeachable offense arise from the misconduct of public men, particularly abuses of public trust. He noted that such offenses are political in nature and can agitate public passions. William Blackstone, a big legal scholar, you know, that were his writings were brought over and they were used in formulating early law here in the United States, asserted that bribery encompasses both the offering and accepting of undue rewards to influence official actions. He emphasized that the crime is complete upon the offer, regardless of acceptance. And I'm going to carry over just a few minutes. I'm not going to stay a long time. I just want to hit these highlights of what's going on here and what God says about it, too. I'll see you guys, Lord willing, 6 a.m. in the morning. Bradley be back with you tomorrow at 3. Talk to you then. Okay, real quickly, I just want to hit this. In Exodus 23:8, the Lord said, "You shall not take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted and subverts the cause of the just." Now, Donald Trump's trying to pitch you this as though this is a just cause. It's a good thing. It's going to be good for everybody. Of course, it's not going to be good for the people of Gaza. None of that's been good for them. God says also in Deuteronomy 16:19, "You shall not pervert justice, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise." And in Proverbs 17:23, "A wicked man accepts a bribe in secret to pervert the ways of justice." How much more wicked do you have to be to do it in front of God and everybody? Not in private, but to do it in front of everybody. To tell people, "Hey, I'm taking $10 billion of yours from my own, what I'm going to call public on paper in an executive order, but it's really private. I'm going to take $1 billion for all these pay-to-play guys to come into my organization, and we're going to rule the world," right? Dr. Evil stuff. That's what this all sounds like. I don't know what's hard to see here. Unless you just are an idolater. If you think this man can do no wrong, oh, he's been attacked. All of that is acting. The same people that are allegedly attacking him are the same people that gave him the platform in the first place. All of them. You would not know who Donald Trump was if it weren't for people like Oprah and Phil Donahue and movies that he's been in. He is an actor, but he's only ever played himself. But he's an actor. If you go back and you listen to these banksters that bought him out in the 90s, they will tell you, we don't see him as a CEO. We see him as a carnival barker, as a marketer. That's the way they saw him. And they thought it's best to have him alive rather than dead so he can sell off these properties and do all this kind of stuff. This man is not what people think he is. He's a criminal just like the other ones. He just seems to have more dirt and goods on certain people to turn them his way. Don't doubt me on that. That's why he's trying to push the Epstein file stuff away. And I've had people say, well, you know, I've kind of considered that. I think David and I were even talking about it. Is it possible that those things have, I mean, how do you have 3 million pages of documents and stuff and you still have tons more that haven't been really on one guy? Has it been put out just as a distraction? I don't really buy that. I don't really buy that it's been put out as a distraction. You have real names in the midst of there. All of that's getting covered up. It's being buried as they move on for more conquest, for their own gain. Not for the benefit of the people, but for their own gain. And Donald Trump is selling us out. I know people don't want to, his idolaters don't want to hear that. And guys, you need to repent. If you're still supporting this guy, you need to repent. Well, who you want us to support? You want to support Joe Biden, don't you? Nope. I don't want you giving your consent to any man, any of them. You know, there was that old thing that they govern at the consent of the governed. Quit giving them your consent to govern you. There is one governor. It's Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the government rests upon his shoulders, his dominion, his rule. And it's not one to be trifled with. It is not one that seeks its own, but it seeks to bring glory to God. That's true, as it blesses the people who are obedient under that government. But men would rather have other men rule over them. They love it that way. They love to be slaves of sin. And Jesus said, whoever you submit yourself to, whether slaves of sin or slaves unto righteousness, that's the one you're going to serve. That's who your master is. And too many Americans are serving sin, and that master is ruling over them, and they don't have any other view except, got to have a guy with a red jersey, got to have a guy with an R behind his name. Doesn't matter if he's just as corrupt as the other people, even more so corrupt. And you see what's going on with this. This is not going to end well. And you can't even get Congress to stand up and say, look, your attacks in Iran is an impeachable offense. They won't even do that. The same crew that I played for you before, Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, the rest of them that are in there, where are those guys at with calling him out on starting this war with Iran or attacking Iran previously and saying he obliterated their nuclear program just months before? Or any of these others, the threats on Cuba or any of this other stuff? Where is any of that constitutional? I'm just here to just keep reminding you, all of this is it's lawless. And it doesn't matter that Donald Trump's doing it. It could be somebody else. It would still be just as lawless. Joe Biden could do it. It's just as lawless. Obama could do it. And most of you would get it if those guys were doing it. you'd be screaming and shouting saying, yes, they need to be impeached and they need to be prosecuted. Their assets need to be seized and that money needs to return back to the people. You would get it then, but because the guy's wearing an R jersey, we're wanting to give him a pass because he's not Joe Biden. He's not Kamala Harris. He's not Hillary Clinton, even though they're always friends. Doesn't matter what he says to the camera. And then sometimes to the camera, he tells you they're his friends. You know, the people do have the right to abolish, yea, the duty to abolish this beast system that's been created. And by the way, the anti-federalists were right. In all of their assessments as to where everything would go, they were exactly right in their warnings. They should have been heeded. But the people didn't heed it. And somebody said in the chat, it's 150 years. I think it's about 170 years that we've been acting unconstitutionally. This didn't happen with Obama. This didn't happen with Bush. This didn't happen with Reagan or Carter. Didn't happen with Truman. It goes back a long ways and a long line of presidents. Even some people you might think are heroic presidents. You had them doing things that were completely unconstitutional. When's America going to have enough and say, we're not going to support this anymore. We're not giving our consent for you to govern. The states need to pull any support for the federal government. Nobody's going to drain the swamp until the people do that. If the people would do that, you get the swamp drain. Now, they're not going to go without a fight. They're not going to go without a fight. But it's the people's responsibility under this government. That's the way it's been set up. It's not a king's responsibility. It's the people's because your president's corrupt. Your Congress is corrupt. The courts are corrupt. When are the people going to have enough and say, not supporting it anymore? Remember that old, I'll end with this. You guys seen that little meme and it's got like a little cliff and you got your guy at the bully pulpit. He's out here by himself and all the people are standing on the board, kind of propping him up. And it says, it ends when we quit playing their game. I forget what the thing is that it says. And you got one guy walking away from the crowd off the board. Yeah, if the rest of them would join him, that guy would just fall off with the rest of his buddies. They'd fall off with the rest of them. But the people won't do it. Somehow they have Stockholm syndrome. They keep saying, I've been hearing it for years. It's time to take our country back. I've been doing this since 2011, 2012. Need to take our country back. It's time to take our country back. Well, if you really believe that, why do you keep hitting the snooze alarm? So we can come in here and complain about it more? I'm just pointing out what the problem is here. Everybody, I think, can see the problem. Most people can see the problem, I think. The issue is what you're going to do. Where are you going to let it go? Gonna keep, can't wait till November comes around. You already know that's a shell game. You know it's three card Monty. So you can cast your vote and do your civic duty, so to speak. Come on, people. It's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than that. Again, Lord willing, we'll be back with you in the morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Bradley should be with you tomorrow at 3 p.m. We'll talk to you then.